All right, Mel's mom joins us to read our complaint emails. We're way behind. We normally try to do it the first week of the month. Mm. And because I'm not good at my job, I failed. These are complaint emails from the month of February. Third and final complaint email, Ma.
Okay. Don't worry about it because they're not dated. I mean, the things that are in there are not past. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when you say them.
Okay.
So, okay. I am so sick of Melanie being so inappropriate on the air towards Bubba. I have heard Melanie say on the radio countless times that Bubba is in the potty. Melanie, is the potty funny? Melanie, do you think your listeners care that Bubba is in the bathroom? Melanie, what could you possibly be thinking when you would share those kinds of personal moments that nobody wants to know about Bubba without his consent? It keeps happening over and over again. I can only assume it is because you are immature or trying to embarrass Bubba. Neither one is okay. Stop. No name. I had to giggle with this one. I think it's sort of funny in a way. I don't think she's trying to embarrass him. I think she's using a euphemism when he's absent for a little bit on the air and explaining his absence.
Should I not explain his absence or just say you're in the lavatory or the bathroom and stop saying potty?
I'm going to give you a different example. I think Melanie's actually trying to embarrass me, and I'll explain to you why.
What?
I'll explain to you why. Melanie does it on and off the air. If I have to run to the bathroom, let's say it's the ladies' room, right? I'm off the air. We're not even on the air. And I run to the bathroom. I'll come walking back in. And in front of the girls, Melanie will yell, "Did you just go number two?" Or if we have a Bubba Show breakfast going on, I've got some stomach problems, that if I sneak out to the bathroom and I'll come walking through the back door, Mel will yell across the room off the air in front of everybody, "Bubba, did you just have to go to the bathroom?" So you do it all the time to me, and I don't know that you realize you do it all the time to me.
I'm going
to
officially never mention this again on or off the air.
And do you know, but do you realize
no,
you do
No, don't
it?
Even know I'm doing it.
But did you realize, but when I tell you, you do it in front of the ladies' room?
Like when you go do PTO, I say Bubba's on PTO. Yeah. Or when you step out and go to the bathroom, right. I'm like, Bubba's coming back from the potty. Yeah. But I never on the air say that you are going number two, or anything.
But off the air, you do it in front of people.
Maybe
though.
During a Bubba Show breakfast, I've made fun of you.
In front of the ladies' room?
Yeah. Off the air, never.
Always off the air.
Never on air.
So you do it off the air and on the air.
But she's talking about on the air, I say potty, but I never talk about what you're doing.
You don't ever do the numbers.
You're the one that talks about what you do with your bathroom attacks on the air. I do not. You've talked about that numerous times with your potty issues.
Ma, could you repeat the questions and allow Melanie to answer them one at a time?
The questions, let's see. She says, Melanie, is the potty funny?
Mel, is the potty funny?
It's hilarious because I have an almost 15-year-old and I still say the word potty.
Potty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I giggled.
Yeah.
And without his consent, do you ask him when he leaves, can I say that you are in the potty?
Yes, I will ask him for his consent. I will defer to the man on the show. I will bow down as the female, and I will ask the man if I am allowed to talk about his bathroom habits.
You go.
That's what I will do.
Oh, okay. She said you do it without his consent.
No, I will ask now. I will either not do it at all, or I will ask if I'm allowed to say when he's gone. That's what he's gone to do.
The biggest issue is I go to the potty often, so there's a lot of times where I'm not in the studio.
Yeah, he talks about this, but we should probably stay away from the potty talk.
I got issues.
Yeah.
Well, when she's gone to the potty, do you say anything? I never noticed.
I do not.
Okay.
Because she's having a private moment doing her thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I usually say, I just went to the bathroom. What did I miss? Like if I come in and he's in the middle of a conversation.
Maybe you've got a potty obsession.
Maybe I do. Maybe I like to go potty a lot. I don't know. But listen, I'll take this under constructive criticism.
Yes!
And from now on,
yes.
I will not. Listen, none of us are perfect in this world. And this show is far from perfect.
Absolutely.
I am part of the show.
You could refer to it as the library.
Yes.
Yeah, you said that the other day at home, and
I
lost my mind. I've never heard that. My mother said I had to go to the library. I'm like,
your dad said that all the time.
My dad said that?
Yeah, because he'd read.
Oh, well, he would stay in the...
Oh.
Yeah, he would do his thing and just read the paper.
Read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
All right, okay.
I'm going to refer to
now,
his library.
Now, she's very annoyed. Wait, what's her name? I have to look. What was this one?
No name.
Well, I'm sorry if it's a he or she. We're very annoying right now because that's all we're talking about is a body. Anything she or he does not want, we're doing.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah, I will change. What?
Okay.
Hey, Ma, when we come back, did you hear about the woman in Butler that got attacked by a bear while protecting her dog? Did you hear that story all over the news?
A while ago, not just today.
No, it was like a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I did.
She is out of the hospital. She had surgery, and we're going to talk to her on Bubba Show next.
Yeah. That's great. Okay.
I hope she's doing well.
I don't know if she's going to say it's exciting, but we'll find out, right?
My mom's excited.
I'm glad she's okay.
Yes. Awkward excitedness.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Mom.
Ma, thank you for joining us, and thank you for reading our complaint email.
You're a blessing. Thank you for
having me. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope she doesn't have to go to the library.
By the way, the word that the person used that your mom refused to say, this is Bubba, you're a.
Yeah.
I think you could say it on the radio without getting fired. Start with the letter D.
I think we're allowed to, but just not in excess.
Yeah. So your mom chose not to say it.
But it's not that D word. It's another D word, because there's another D word that someone might think.
Oh.
There's two D words. That one, not that one.
Okay. I pointed.
Yeah, not that one.
Okay. When we come back. Leanne was attacked by a bear in Butler protecting her dog. And we're going to talk to her next.